Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeart, or wherever you're listening to us. Thank you very much for downloading us. Please do tell your friends about us, rate us. Remember, the A segments, and this is 1206A, are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, great guests, and we have one lined up today. Noah Whiteman is the 1206B, talking about the most delicious poisons. We'll talk to him about what that means, and you'll learn too. The 1206A, the most important thing is that lifestyle treatments reduce the symptoms in osteoarthritis. That's our longevity is the next disruptor. The unforced error story is that 55,000 die unnecessarily from wildfire smoke over a 10-year period in California. And the next of the big stories is that there is a smoking cessation and maintaining smoke-free status decreases psoriasis, as does managing stress. And the, if you will, we don't have an on Omega story of the week, but our wellness foreplay would be that you shouldn't delay inguinal hernia surgery till it becomes an emergency, because that increases your risk considerably. So those are our top stories. And perhaps the worst story of the week from a longevity is the next disruptor, is that 1 in 8 older Americans have traumatic head injury. What do they get it from? Yeah, you know, because we speak about it all the time. The majority get it from falls. Well, let's go and start the lifestyle treatments. In this randomized controlled trial, they paired about 400 people with osteoarthritis who underwent a exercise and inflammation diet reducing treatment for osteoarthritis with those who continued their normal pattern of exercise and eating. We're given just brochures on it. And what happened? The group that had the exercise and eating pattern had a 15-point, which is huge, drop in the WOMAC scale. The WOMAC scale is the Western Ontario scale for arthritis. And in that WOMAC scale, which is the scale used throughout the world, a 15-point drop is the equivalent of about a 5 out of 10-point drop on pain scale. So a huge drop in osteoarthritis symptoms after, even after 2 years, after they completed that 6-week learning event. That's how much they improved. 55,000 people died unnecessarily from wildfire smoke in 2008 to 2018. And this is largely in our wildfire areas in the United States, but with the peaks, remember from that Canada wildfires in the East and Midwest, as well as in the West and in Montana and all those areas where there are wildfires, such as California, the particulates, the 2.5 to 10 particulates. Now, those particulates are filtered out by an N95 mask. What's the message? If your air quality, and almost everyone who's got an iPhone or a Google phone, Android phone, can get the weather, and it lists air quality. And if it's anything above kind of 50 on the level, anything that isn't good or better than good on the sequence, and right now in the United States, we've got a whole bunch of, between the heat waves and the fires in Canada, the fires throughout the country are, if you will, air quality isn't what it should be. But the whole point is that whenever it's above a level of 50, I think you should really consider wearing an N95 mask if you go outside. That's one of the take-homes from today, if you will. So that's a key take-home message, if you will. The other point that I really do want to bring up is that go to your phone and look at the air quality. So in Cleveland, it was, in fact, there was a air quality alert. What that means is stay in your home with your HIPAA filter on, even though it's warm outside and great time for going outside and swimming, don't do it. If it says anything above that air quality and 50, then you really should think about wearing a mask or at least trying to avoid being outside without a mask. Do the surgical mask filter out the particulates 2.5 to 10? No, you really do need an N95. That's why they're used at construction sites to do that. A drug, now remember we've been talking about the 14 areas of research into the mechanism of aging, and one of them was with a drug that seemed to, as a side effect of it, it's a TNF-alpha blocker that elongates stem cells in mice and human cell studies, in real mice and then in human cell studies, now going into dogs. But in rats with arthritis, they showed a reversal of the osteoarthritis symptoms with this. Really, these drugs that should, drugs and therapies that will increase longevity are moving quickly into trials. What that means is you really should do all you can to stay healthy. One of which things is avoiding smoking and vaping. Those are what we call unforced errors, and they do increase your risk of psoriasis and other inflammatory related diseases. And stress does the same thing. Stress is one of the most inflammatory things. While I'm thinking about it, I should remind you that we are brought to you by LifesFirstNaturals.com, the makers of both Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum. Go to their website, LifeFirstNaturals.com, and see the randomized double-blind control trials that say maybe all of us over the age of 50 should be taking a probiotic, specifically one of those with the bacteria in Truebiotics that has also great ability to pass through the stomach and to actually have live cultures that change the bacteria inside your gut. That's at LifesFirstNaturals.com. The other sponsors, of course, Longevity Playbook, LongevityPlaybook.com, where you can sign up for the free newsletter. Today's was on legumes and their importance and benefits. And of course, a peanut isn't a nut, it's a legume. That's what the cartoon featured on today, with a psychiatrist questioning a peanut and saying, "You're not a nut, you're a legume." In any case, that was the humor in today's message. One of the other messages in the latest news of the week was that emergency inguinal hernia surgery is about 8 times more risky than elective. And who gets it? It is lower countries, that is countries with lower income, have much more emergency inguinal hernia surgery as opposed to elective, compared to countries with higher country income. Probably one of the most disappointing stories I saw was the one on traumatic brain injury in older adults. This is looking at people over the age of 65. And Medicare data showed that 13% of seniors, 1 in 8, suffered a severe concussion during the average period after they entered Medicare, which is age 65. And women, especially Caucasian men and healthier and well off are at higher risk of concussions, according to the data, which means you need to practice balance. I've often said this. Remember, if I was a bad kid in school and had to stand facing into the corner, one of the best ways of practicing balance is 1 foot in the corner. That way, if you're tight to the corner, if you're going to fall, you'll fall into the corner and not fall. And just a minute a day on each leg in the corner, as if you're were a bad kid in school like I was, will improve your balance dramatically. After you master it with your eyes open, then do it with your eyes closed for a minute until you get it down. And it's really important. Somehow your balance improves dramatically in a short period of time. The other thing is to take a learn to fall class so that you tuck and roll, and so you don't hit your head when you fall. Tucking and rolling is key. If you want to learn how to do that, many of the Y's and JCCs, even fire departments and hospitals teach it, but actually it's at a snow skiing area. And one of the first things they teach you when you go to a ski area is how to fall. You start on your knees and you fall and roll in the soft snow. And then you get up full standing upright and learn how to tuck and roll. And that's the key, practicing it. So if you start to fall, you won't have a concussion and a severe traumatic brain injury, which can lead to dementia. Again, our top story, that lifestyle treatments, learning how to eat right with an anti-inflammatory diet and to exercise, decreases the symptoms of osteoarthritis dramatically, and that you and everyone else can learn to do it. It's not that tough to do that. And use a mask or stay inside with a HEPA filter and a good filter in your car as well on those days where the air quality isn't very good. You can find the air quality on your phone. And of course, the last point is learn to fall and practice balance exercises daily. Thank you, our listeners, for downloading us, and feel free to rate us weekly. The A's, this is 1206A. The A's are always the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The B's, that's right, great guests, and we have one today talking about the most delicious poisons. Do visit our sponsors' websites, longevityplaybook.com. Sign up for the free newsletter. You can take the actual age or skin age or sleep age tests there as well. And at lifesfirstnaturals.com, the makers of both Truebiotics, important for digestive and immune health, as well as bovine colostrum, something that helps you fight against upper respiratory infections, as well as bloating. Really good if you're a serious exercise person at keeping your gut health in good shape when you exercise even too much. Thanks again for listening. We'll be back next week. We hope you are. But in the meantime, download the B segment about the most delicious poisons by Noah Whiteman. Thanks again.